Welcome to a podcast brought to you by the American Hospital Association's Center for Health Innovation. I'm Susanna Hopsollerin, Senior Editor at AHA and your podcast host. The American Hospital Association Center for Health Innovation has created a series of market insights reports and tools to guide hospitals and health systems in their quest to become data-driven organizations that use data for health innovation. Today, we are joined by Don Trigg, President of Cerner. As President of Cerner, Don Trigg seeks to build category-leading solutions that will shape the healthcare of tomorrow. He has general management responsibilities for the clinical electronic health record and revenue cycle management. He directs key strategic growth businesses, which include real-time health systems, health networks, data as a service, long-term and post-acute care, and consumer and employer health. He oversees Cerner's venture portfolio that includes enterprise partnership, mergers, acquisitions, and Cerner Capital. He's also responsible for driving the strategy and programmatic efforts involved with Cerner's platform modernization and creation of the cognitive platform for healthcare. Don, thanks for being here today.
Sarah, thanks.
Fine, Don. Let's jump right in. How would you define a comprehensive data strategy for a hospital or health system?
I think it's a question we have with chief executives and C-level leaders on the provider side with great frequency. I think the first thing we always try to orient the discussion around is business objective. You know, are these organizations that are taking a pretty hospital-centric orientation, thinking that is sort of core to mission and focus, and therefore really thinking about what it looks like to put the data to work against a strategy around real-time hospital, around operational efficiency, around total cost of care, or alternatively, is the aperture a wider one where they're really looking in their catchment across a population and really seeing part of their strategies around mission and margin encompassing first dollar risk and the management of a member within a population. And so I think the starting point always has to be, what are the business objectives that we're thinking about that we can then think of, we can then begin to ladder to, how do we want to define the breadth of the data assets required to go execute against that approach?
What big trends are happening in healthcare that make having a comprehensive data strategy more important today than 5 or even 10 years ago for a hospital or health system?
I don't know that we're particularly good at history in healthcare, but I just start with sort of what played out over the course of the last decade. And you had some very large and disruptive forces of change playing out. First and foremost was digitization driven by passage of the stimulus package in February of 2009 and the subsequent meaningful use regulations. So first-time digitization, the content of the industry, big and disruptive, I think, force of change. Secondly, demographics as the boomers moved into age 65 and started to play forward with big implications not only for payer mix around Medicare, but also the ascent and acceleration of strategies around MA. And then the ACA, while highly litigated, as it really sort of took hold, it too, particularly the Medicaid expansion components, which continue to move forward, was a, I think, third and an important force of change for organizations to start thinking not just at the traditional enterprise level, but also to begin to think at the health network level or the network level within the markets that they operated in. So that constellation of things is really what I would say represents the root cause analysis around how we got to a more material focus on data and data assets to advance business strategy. And then finally, I would just make one additional point, which is I think, like a lot of things around COVID, these secular forces of change that are playing out have really accelerated some of those dynamics and trend. And so as we start thinking about the home as venue, we start thinking about larger teleservices and telestrategies, and this sort of pivot from not just patient and member to true consumerism inside healthcare, I think it too has been important as folks have thought about not just crisis response, revenue recovery, but also really started to rethink what's the organization need to look like and how does data need to inform our approach going forward.
What does data give a hospital or health system leader in terms of decision-making capabilities? And how does it improve their decision-making process?
It is what we see the best organizations doing in terms of demonstrable ROI. And I think these technology-led strategies tend not to deliver the sort of demonstrable benefits that we want to see when we put together that pre-conversion business case.
Mm-hmm.
The best strategies always encompass people, process, and technology. And so data does a number of things for us. A, it helps us really identify what opportunities can look like with significant rate of return. B, it helps to create a level of data-driven alignment across multi-stakeholder strategies that tend to be critical to how you think about a true scale impact for a provider organization. And I think critically, it also is an essential tool for how we think about provider engagement and provider change management as it relates to best practice care-related decision-making.
What are some of the common barriers you see at hospitals and health systems that prevent them from becoming truly data-driven organizations?
One, data fidelity. We talk about first mile and last mile data strategies inside Cerner at the product and engineering level, Dave. So from a first mile perspective, I have to be able to do high quality ingestion and normalization of data so that there's a high level of data fidelity that really allows me to use it as a change management tool inside the organization. So I think that's the first and critical dimension that we have to be able to address. Secondly, from a last mile perspective, how do you not just provide analytic insights, but how do you think about ways in which to push those insights into the last mile workflow of the provider in a way that allows them to be more productive relative to throughput and to make point-in-time decisions without having to leave the workflow in a way that not only adversely impactful relative to the physician and or the provider, but adversely impacts their productivity. That's unacceptable, and we got to be able to push those insights back into the workflow itself. And then finally, increasingly, as we think about non-traditional data assets and data assets that end up being relevant beyond the hospital, we have to have a better and more robust definition of how we want to think about environmental data and data that's relevant to those engagement strategies, particularly when it's relevant to how an organization wants to think about and manage risk.
What are some of the cultural attributes of hospitals and health systems that are data-driven and leverage data to innovate how they operate?
It's a great question, but first and foremost, there has to be top-down, C-level focus on the cultural realities of what it looks like to use data to drive not only macro decisions, but iterative micro decisions that end up being critical to execution. The best organizations have a high level of C-level buy-in around strategy and approach. Secondly, they're comfortable and pushing to create a culture that is thinking about what it needs to look like for them to simultaneously operate in multiple business models. So they're using data not just to think about fee for value or have a subset of the organization think about fee for value, but they're actually thinking about what does it look like for us to tackle an area like total cost of care that creates positive impact relative to fee-for-service and is also preparatory for how they want to think about network-level strategies relative to value. So they're comfortable, they're culturally comfortable with operating in those mixed environments, and that allows them to create broad-based buy-in around approach. And then the final thing I would say is it's not just utilization of data to drive change, but they really have sufficient confidence in the data and trend around the data that they build it into their incentive structures and core attributes of how they try to pursue excellence as an organization.
How should a hospital or health system measure its performance in terms of leveraging data to innovate? What key performance indicators should they be tracking?
Well, I think it's one of the fail points here that I see pretty consistently is the absence of good pre and post data. One of the things that has to be a starting point for any successful strategy is really creating a baseline that gives us a measure for how we want to think about progression and forward progress on a multi-quarter, multi-year basis. So really baselining the organization around approach becomes pivotal. Secondly, really looking at benchmark data for peer organizations, and you know that's one of the great things about the AHA and some of the convener organizations that we have on the provider supply side, but really looking at baseline data and challenging the organization to set achievable but aspirational goals around key financial and operational and clinical objectives that have been identified for focus. And then again, back to my earlier point, really then making sure that we've created the right level of not only internal alignment, but also with key suppliers or partners, the right external alignment around achievement of those objectives as part of how we think about and define success.
Let's talk about ROI. How should a hospital or health system measure its return on investment in data? Is there a magic number or a limit?
Well, I'd answer it a little bit like I would answer a question around trend lines for virtual health or what it looks like for us to build and engineer technologies with a mobile-first orientation. I think the wrong way to think about it is as something in isolation. I think this ought to be an expectation that we have for how our organizations are going to operate going forward. So that's the lens. This is an essential need for focus from a data foundation perspective and needs to be a dimensional aspect then of how I'm thinking about and measuring the business objectives that I've set for my provider organization. And we have very compelling stories around efficiency gains that have been derived in areas like hospital operations within the four walls of the acute setting, within the network, leveraging our healthy intent tooling as it relates to member management. And at least speaking for Cerner, we are very comfortable with aligning those strategies around demonstrable ROI. And I think that should be an expectation of provider organizations as they think about how they want to partner and contract in this space.
If I'm a patient at a hospital or health system 5 years from now, how will my experience be different if they're leveraging data to innovate?
Well, I guess the first thing I would say is one of the things we really challenge ourselves on is to really have capabilities, solution capabilities that are oriented around the whole person. Because you and I have different persona types based on our status. So that person can be a patient, they can be a member of a health plan, they can be a caregiver, part of an extended care team that's helping an elderly parent.
Okay.
So they're operating as a proxy, and they increasingly are manifesting real consumer expectations around cost and convenience and service. And so we have to think about that holistically. And I think one of the things that is going to be different on a 5-year basis is this escalating level of consumer expectation around experience inside the provider supply side of healthcare. So that is an absolute trend playing out and a secular force of change that I think COVID has accelerated. The second thing I would say is we have to be much better at thinking about communications preference as a key dimension of how we interact with the individual. So, you know, some of us has preference for email, for text, telephonic interactions for elderly patients in the MA space. So really understanding communications preference, really getting better at what I call visit staging. So how we think about end-to-end strategies around what it looks like for someone to come to a health system and have an interaction, and how can we make that more frictionless and easier for the person. And then finally, I think on a five-year basis, we just see huge trend around a mix of physical and digital to meet people's and exceed people's expectations. And that includes an assumption around a significant and elevated role for the home as venue as we start thinking about the convenience factors associated with that strategy and approach.
Any final thoughts on the connection between data and the ability of a hospital or health system to innovate?
This will be the great dividing line inside provider healthcare as this decade plays forward. Organizations that are data-driven and can use it as a force for how they rethink their business strategy on a go-forward five-year basis will be highly successful. And organizations that struggle to drive enterprise strategies in this space will be laggards and underperform the market. So this is an essential first principle and competency that every provider organization and every C-level executive within it needs to be focused on and driving.
Don, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to Don Trigg for sharing his insights on how data-driven organizations will be able to create more value for their patients and communities. I'm Susanna Hopsollerin, and this podcast has been brought to you by the American Hospital Association's Center for Health Innovation.